Hello again and welcome to another edition of Jazz America. This is Russ Davis, your host. And on this edition of the program, we'll remember one of the great saxophonists, the man from Pittsburgh, the powerful tenor saxophone giant, Stanley Turrentine, and look back at his incredible career. In 1989, Stanley Turrentine joined me in the studio for a wonderful conversation. He was celebrating the release of a new album called La Place, which is the street that he grew up on in his hometown of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Well, it was a celebration of Pittsburgh that we talked about, as well as, of course, his wonderful music. And Stanley Turrentine, one of the most versatile players of his instrument in jazz, playing everything from bebop to hard bop to soul jazz and jazz fusion and beyond. We'll give you a little bit of all of that and conversation with Stanley Turrentine on this edition of Jazz America. But let's begin with a little bit of house cleaning, if you will. Last week, we celebrated two great vocalists, Bobby McFerrin and Al Jarreau, who were celebrating birthdays. Well, after I produced the program, I received in the mail a brand new release called Jazz and the Philharmonic, all-star musicians coming together in a live performance that was recorded on a DVD and a CD recording. It includes all-star players like Bobby McFerrin, Chick Corea, Dave Grusin, Terrence Blanchard, the Henry Mancini Institute Orchestra, all coming together for a live performance. And one of the really wonderful performances is by Chick Corea, with Dave Grusin joining him on double pianos and Bobby McFerrin on vocals, doing the classic Autumn Leaves. And here it is to begin this edition of VOA's Jazz America.
The autumn leaves chip by my window, the autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your face, summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I hear a winter song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall.
Thank you.
see your face. The summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold since you went away. The days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling. When autumn leaves start, one, two, three, four. Some leaves start to fall. When autumn leaves start to fall. When autumn leaves start to fall. Fall, 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 fall.
The great pianist Ahmad Jamal and his classic song Poinciana. That was the original version recorded in 1955 in New York City with Ray Crawford on guitar and Israel Crosby on the bass. Ahmad Jamal always loves playing in that trio setting, and I saw him playing at the Montreal Jazz Festival just a couple of years ago on the very day he turned 80 years old, and he, in his early 80s, still going strong. The great Ahmad Jamal. I wanted to play that for you here on VOA's Jazz America, first because it's a wonderful piece of music, second because he's one of the greatest pianists and composers of all time, and third because he is from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the hometown of my special guest on this edition of Jazz America, the late, great saxophonist Stanley Turrentine. He joined with me in 1989 in the studio for this conversation just as he'd released his album Laplace. But first, we're going to hear one of his most famous songs after we talk to Stanley Turrentine here on VOA's Jazz America. Stanley Turrentine is joining us, and it's great to have you here in our studios.
Thank you, Russ. Glad to be here.
And you have been living here in New York before. You just mentioned to me before we turned the mics on that you're now living down in Maryland.
Yes.
And originally from Pittsburgh. So you're a northern, northeastern kind of guy. And does the place hold a place in your heart, and you just won't let you leave, I suppose?
Well, I'm sorry. You know, you're talking about New York, I'm sure.
New York, northeast in general, the northeastern
sector. Well, this
place
is always, well, this is, I'm an eastern boy, just like you said. I love this. The Eastern. I like the change in the seasons. And
you know, you have been making music in a few decades here, and I thought I'd just ask you if you could give me some thoughts about the changes in the music. And I guess we'll zero in on jazz here. We're not going to talk about heavy metal, rock and roll, or rap, or anything else. We're talking about jazz, the way that you've experienced it, and the people that you've known, and the changes you've seen happen. If you won't mind, maybe think forward and if you have any thoughts about what might be coming.
Well, let's say when I first went on the road, let's say when I first came to New York, and even before when I was in Pittsburgh, mm-hmm. I found there were more saloons and clubs where they had live musicians. And matter of fact, that's where I learned most of the way I play. And like I mentioned about the Nat King Cole story about him teaching me, I saw the camaraderie that was there when I was coming up, man, where people, where the musicians never hesitated to help one another. I find now, in a lot of cases, that a lot of the musicians, the camaraderie is not as prevalent as it was. And don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying that as a whole. I'm just saying it just seems that everybody's talking about, I got my own thing, whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if it's music, what do they mean by that?
Mm-hmm.
And they seem to want to keep whatever their own thing is to themselves. In other words, you don't get the helpfulness that we used to have.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's because of the fact that you don't have the camaraderie.
Well, Stanley Turrentine certainly had the camaraderie in the band that he put together for his groundbreaking release, a real breakthrough success for him, released in 1970. With Ron Carter on bass, George Benson on guitar, and trumpeter Freddie Hubbard, Stanley Turrentine on tenor sax, the title cut from his album Sugar on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network. Thank you. Stanley Turrentine, with the help of Ron Carter, Freddie Hubbard, and his fellow Pittsburgh native, guitarist George Benson, the title cut from the soul jazz classic, Sugar. And we're going to hear some more soul jazz suggested by a Jazz America listener coming right up. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address. JazzAmerica@voanews.com. That's JazzAmerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. JazzAmerica@voanews.com. And here's that message I mentioned earlier that suggested some soul jazz for us to play, and it reads as follows. Hello, Mr. Russ Davis. It's been a long time. How are you? My birthday falls on the 26th of March, and I want you to play Night Train by Jimmy Smith for me and all my brothers and sisters in Ghana and Nigeria. Cheers, Kofi Barlow. Well, Kofi, it is my pleasure to play the classic Jimmy Smith piece of soul jazz for you, and what a classic this is. It features not only Mr. James Oscar Smith on the Hammond B3 organ, but other luminaries like Phil Woods on various reeds, Richard Davis on the bass, Grady Tate playing the drums, and on the guitar, a certain Mr. Wes Montgomery. It's from the album Jimmy Smith, Wes Montgomery, the Dynamic Duo from 1966. Let's enjoy Night Train for you, Kofi Barlow, and everybody who loves soul jazz here on VOA's Jazz America.
Thank you. Thank you.
The song you just heard, titled Hey La Bus, which is Creole for Hey You Over There. That's Jason Marsalis and his band, the Native Jazz Quartet. Actually, a quartet which features Jason Marsalis on vibes, Ruel Lubog on piano, Ed Littlefield on drums, and Christian Fabian on the bass. The band got together in 2010, and they have a very specific intent with their music. They want to create what they call Native Jazz, a movement which is the blending of traditional songs with modern jazz. And each one of them has a different culture that they represent. Ed Littlefield is Alaska Native Tlingit. Ruel Lubog is Filipino. Jason Marsalis is African American and from New Orleans. And Christian Fabian is Swedish German. So they bring a lot of different kinds of cultures together to create their unique music. This is Russ Davis, and hope you enjoyed that new music here on VOA's Jazz America. Now we're going to go back to 1989 and hear the title cut from La Place, actually the song entitled La Place Street. And that, of course, is the release that came out in 1989 that Stanley Turrentine, the great saxophonist, was talking to me about in this conversation, which we'll enjoy right now here on VOA's Jazz America.
You must be awfully happy, too, as any artist would be, to have a brand new release, especially one that is being so well received as La Place, or is it La Place?
Well, we used to call it Lay Place.
Lay Place. Now we're talking.
But that's the place where I was born, and the record is doing very well now.
Lay Place. Now, this
that's what we used to call it when we were here, but they call it La Place.
La Place. Oh, thank goodness. I thought I was wrong for so long.
Yeah.
So, in other words, whatever communicates will work here, so we can call it anything we want to.
In other words, you can call it The Place.
Exactly. And, you know, using this as the title for your most recent work, after the number of works that you have released, it's almost like, I suppose, coming full circle in your mind to a certain extent. It's just like returning to the roots.
Well, exactly, because, you know, I had a lot of, when I grew up, a lot of the people that I grew up with, a lot of, well, they were no longer kids anymore, but the people that I grew up with, we had a lot of fun together, a lot of love, and they gave me a lot of encouragement when I was practicing. Some of the time, you know.
What was the neighborhood like?
Well, we had a lot of, we didn't have much. We, you know, it was in what they call the ghetto now. It was the slums when I was growing up. But it was a lot of love, a lot of camaraderie. We did a lot of fun things together. We had dances. Matter of fact, my first gig I played for my neighborhood, and I made $5. We played at a recreation facility called Wadsworth Hall. And we had a little band. I had a band called the Five Bs and a Bop.
That's great.
And I was the Bop. And we that's had a lot of fun together and a lot of good things that we did. And they gave me a lot of encouragement. And I thought I would go back and just say my way of saying thank you with La Place.
Thank you.
I have to say that Stanley Turrentine must have really had a good time growing up in Pittsburgh on La Place Street, because that certainly was a joyously swinging piece of music, so it indicates to me a good time growing up there. Now let's enjoy the music of pianist George Cables as he pays homage to many of the people that influenced him musically over the years from his album Icons and Influences. On this release, he pays homage to Joe Henderson, Ray Noble, Bill Evans, Mulgrew Miller, Cedar Walton, Duke Ellington, Dave Brubeck, and, in this case, Bobby Hutcherson. Here's Bobby Hutcherson's classic Little Bee's Poem, George Cables, from his new release Icons and Influences on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network. Thank you. is George Cables from his album Icons and Influences with Little B's poem Bobby Hutcherson's classic. More with the icon Stanley Turrentine next hour on Jazz America.